turning me on. You knock me off of my feet, baby.
Debbie, you are, like a lot of artists, a big critic of your own work. But how'd you like the way your recent CD, the live one, came out?
I actually, you know, rather enjoy the CD. And because of it, it's live, you don't really want perfect. You want entertaining and feel-good stuff. And so I got that from this CD.
Why did you choose The Way You Make Me Feel?
Look, from the time I heard this tune, which is a Michael Jackson tune, most people didn't even know it until I hit the chorus because of the way I did it. But I just like this tune, and I heard it being done completely different than what Michael did it, like slowing it way down and just making it super sexy. And that's what I did. And seriously, when I recorded it live, until I was halfway in the chorus, like the audience went, oh. Yeah, and that's the reaction that I want, you know. So I just love the tune. And I heard it a different way in my head.
The audience finally figured out what it was.
Yeah, about, because you can't tell when it starts at the beginning. I don't have that that groove going on like that. I got Jay just playing a really cool intro in the bass and having some little fun. And then I do a little moan thing. And I usually pick somebody in the audience that I can mess with because I want him to be my object of what I'm singing, who I'm singing to. It just works out well that way. You really turn me on. Knock me off of my feet. My lonely days are gone. Ooh, I like this feeling you're giving me. Hold me close, baby, and I am in ecstasy. I know you're working from 9 to 5 just to give me things to keep me satisfied. Never felt so in love before. Promise me, baby, you'll love me forevermore. I swear you're keeping me satisfied. You're the one for me, the way you make me feel.
We're speaking with Debbie Duncan about her upcoming shows. One is at Vukare in St. Paul at 9 p.m., and that is on August 17th, and it's a Friday. And then on the 19th, you're bringing in your brother William and Robert Robinson. This you've not done previously, all three of you.
This is a first for all of us to be together.
Debbie, regarding your brother William, did you two grow up playing music together?
Actually, because there's 8 years between my brother, I'm sort of the senior kid there. We didn't really start doing the playing thing together until after he graduated high school.
What's his instrument?
Keyboards. Dangerous on the organ, yes.
What's it like working with your younger brother?
For the most part, it's fun. It's probably more fun for me than it is for William, but once we get over that big sister syndrome, then we're just about making music and doing that, and he's so good at that. God, he's so good. He's got a wonderful voice, and he's a wonderful arranger, writer, producer. He produced his CD, wrote everything on it, did all the arrangements. He's just darn good.
You wanted to hear right now a piece of Williams called Mighty Counselor. Now, why'd you pick that?
Well, if you haven't gotten the CD, when you hear it, you'll understand. I mean, just the music and the message to it. But I got to sit back and say, when the choir or the background group comes in with Mighty Counselor and it goes in harmony, it will knock you off your chair. It's just that powerful.
Who do you call? Wonderful Counselor. Mighty God and the Prince of Peace. Who do you call? The Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Prince of Peace. He's my Savior. my Savior and Lord.
Jesus, the Prince of Peace.
He's a mighty counselor.
He's my Savior and Lord.
Call him Jesus,
Jesus,
the Prince.
The
William Duncan, and he joins Debbie Duncan at Crooners 5 p.m. Sunday night, August 19th. And also on that show, Debbie, is Robert Robinson, the renowned gospel singer.
This is going to be fun, and I have always wanted to sing with Robert because the man has the most phenomenal voice that I think I have ever heard. Just range, control, and the spirituality that comes in that you, if you don't even like, if you don't even want to think of that, it's going to touch you that way because he's just that connected.
It's extremely real when Robert sings.
Oh, absolutely. I'm always happy that I can get through without, you know, flinging some tears because he's that good.
Wait, 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 wait. There's no mountain to. Hear these words and have faith. Whoa, have faith. He lives in me. He lives in me. He watches over.
Catch two completely different Debbie Duncan performances this weekend. Friday night at 9 at Vukere in St. Paul. She'll be featuring songs from her recent live CD. Then Sunday at 5 p.m. at Crooners, the first time ever with both Debbie's brother William Duncan and Robert Robinson. Information on Debbie Duncan is located at Debbie Duncan Jazz on Facebook. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.